Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get ready for a journey into the love of art and the art of love. Welcome to Slightly Askew with Nancy at Noon, the show that takes an honest look into the heart of all things that shape the fabric of your entire life. And now, here's Nancy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thanks for joining us. I'm Nancy Murdoch, and you are listening to episode number 2. I have a very special guest with me on the show today, Sean Bennett. Sean is going to tell us how we can live the lifestyle of the rich and famous on any budget. I've had the pleasure of knowing Sean for, over a year now, and I'm always amazed at the deals he gets. He globetrots for pennies. He has a $3,800 a month apartment in New York City, and he only pays $500 a month. And his neighbor is Harrison Ford. How wild is that? Sean is the man we all need to know, and he will be joining us in the second half of the show to let us in on some of his top secrets. In case you missed my introductory show, I'm here to answer your questions and open you up to a new way of thinking and a new way of looking at life so you can have better health, better relationships, more happiness, and a higher level of fulfillment in your everyday life, whatever that means for you. If you have questions you want answered, I'll tell you how you can make that happen a little bit later in the show. For now, let's get started with our first question. Dear Nancy, help! I am so lost in life. Today I packed up my dorm room that I shared with 3 other girls, and I moved to a sketchy part of town. Just brought my boxes in, and I have no idea what to do now. I'm sitting on a cardboard box of clothes in a gross-ass apartment. There's bugs and a gross-ass couch. I don't know how to clean it. My mom cleaned my dorm room at university, but she had to get a job because my dad went back to school. I don't know how to life or adult. I ate at the calf, or ate out. I never cooked for myself. My friends ditched me because I don't have money. I don't understand life. What do I do? I start my new job as a personal trainer next week. Signed, D. After reading your question this week, D, it reminded me of how many people are in a place of overwhelm these days. Seems like everyone is going through some sort of life changes. And the majority of people don't have the necessary life skills to deal with the transitions in a way that could be stress-free and even joyful. It's not just university grads. It's also people who have lost their jobs. It's women who have been homemakers and moms all their lives and have had to find a way back into the workplace after divorce. They're competing against young, eager college grads like you. Other people are struggling financially because they're taking care of elderly parents or trying to pay off medical bills. And many people are combating serious health issues, which is affecting their jobs and their family life. Everyone is up against some sort of challenge right now, and we need to come together and help each other. I reach a lot of people through this radio program, and I want my message to be one of everyone helping each other, because in one way or another, we all need help at some time or another. You inspired me, Dee, to start a segment on my show that is dedicated to life skills, the things we were never taught in school. We weren't taught self-care and the proper foods to eat to keep us healthy. We were force-fed nutritional guidelines that were underwritten by huge corporations promoting whatever the heck they're promoting, beef, dairy, soy, whatever the heck it is that makes them rich. We're bombarded by TV commercials that are trying to sell us every possible drug you can imagine. Medical schools are funded by pharmaceutical corporations. In fact, New York Times recently reported that of 8,900 professors and lecturers at Harvard, 1,600 admitted that either they or a family member have had some kind of business link to drug companies, sometimes worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's no money in you, me, or our neighbors staying healthy or dying. The money is in keeping us sick. Think about that. Anyway, the point is, we all need to learn a new set of life skills so we can be healthy, happy, and financially independent. And today, Sean Bennett is going to help me kick off this new segment a little bit later in the show. But right now, Dee, I know it can seem very overwhelming to be on your own when you've always had the security of mom and dad to take care of you and your friends to be there for you. But it truly sounds like you are off to a very good start. It may not seem like it to you just yet, but you have your own place to live in, a roof over your head, and a job. You are well on your way to lifing and adulting, as you called it. You've started a new chapter of your life, a whole new adventure. Decide how you want it to go. Then write your intentions down on paper. When we write things down, there's 80% more chance that they will happen, that they will manifest in our real life. What do you do next? I have two favorite life skills that have served me well: common sense and determination. It's time for you to use some common sense. We were all born with it. Some people use it more than others. I rent rooms out to adult males who I swear have never heard of it before. But I think you have a good amount of common sense, and now it's time to put it into practice. You probably won't be getting your first paycheck for a couple weeks, at which time the rent will probably be due again. That's one thing you do not want to get behind on, so make a budget and stick to it. Don't spend more money than you have. Forget about eating out for a while. Find some easy recipes online, make a shopping list, and get some groceries. Make sure you put a couple of cleaning supplies on your list and some rubber gloves, because that is your next task. I've found that dish soap and scouring pads pretty much cleans anything. You might want to get some disinfectant as well. Next, take stock of what furniture and appliances you want to keep and get rid of the rest, with permission from your landlord, of course. Habitat for Humanity and many other charitable organizations will come pick up used furniture if it's in good enough condition, so you may want to consider that. Next, dig in there and start cleaning. This is your home for a little while. Own it. Make it yours. Cleaning is pretty much something you can't fail at. Roll up your sleeves, add water, soap, and a little elbow grease, and you're off to the races. Cleaning for me is second nature. I've done it every day for pretty much my entire life, so I'm not really sure how to explain getting started. I don't know how many rooms are in your apartment, but you need to pick one room, start in one corner, and begin scrubbing the walls. You could paint the walls instead. I've always found that a fresh coat of paint can do wonders to transforming a dive into a cozy home. A few years ago, I threw a coat of old paint on my plywood floors to make them look, a little cheerier and finished. Well, a couple months ago, I couldn't stand it anymore, but I couldn't afford decent floors either, so I got out my belt sander and I went at it. I sanded some of the paint off. It wouldn't all come off. Then I put a coat of stain and varnish on top. The floor looks absolutely amazing. It totally pulled the room together. You know, it was a lot of backbreaking work, but it's so much warmer and cozier. And it took about, maybe 2 weeks to do from beginning to end. I had to buy a new can of stain, but I found a brand new gallon of Varathane in my basement that had never been opened. It was probably like 20 years old, but you know what? It worked fine. If you want free paint, here's what you do. Call around to your local hardware and lumber stores and ask if they recycle old paint. If they do, then you've hit a gold mine. That's how my daughter and I used to get paint to put a base coat on our large art boards before we did a painting on them. People would recycle good cans of paint that were barely used. It came in all colors, and the best part was, it was free. Get a couple different colors and mix them together. Have fun. Let your creativity shine. When you're ready to get some furniture, you can check out the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity, or your local swap and sell group on Facebook. Kijiji is also a great place to get good deals on furniture and household appliances, used, of course. I've bought and sold lots of things using those sites. Now, in regards to your friends, if they left you because you became poor, then they were never your friends to begin with. So let them go. Who wants to be around people like that anyway? You've outgrown them. There are lots of ways to make new friends. There might be a meetup group in your area. If not, check into the local groups and organizations around your town or your city. They're usually free, and there's probably something that will interest you. If not, volunteer your services to help someone else. But in truth, Dee, I think this is the perfect time to become your own best friend. It's good to be with yourself. Take this time to be okay on your own. Go deep inside yourself and get to know who Dee is again. Rediscover your strengths and passions. This is where true growth happens. Not a lot of people like themselves enough to be happy and at peace without external stimulation or entertainment or people around them all the time. I really think you're going to be okay, Dee. So this message is for everyone. If you can help someone, offer them your assistance. If you need help, ask someone for it. These times may be chaotic, but the solution is always to find that inner peace. If you have a life skill you want to share, drop me an email and I will consider having you as a guest on my show. Coming up after the break, Sean Bennett will be joining us to talk about how he got a great apartment at a fraction of the cost. And he's going to tell us how to live large in any economy and on any budget. Sean didn't start out rich. He grew up in a trailer park and was raised by a single mom. But he managed to find out how to enjoy the luxury perks usually had by only the rich and famous. You can do it too, Dee. Your life is just beginning. Sean made his way up in the world. And now he's a reality show star, a published author, corporate spokesperson, a working union actor, a corporate team builder, and just an all-round good guy. He's worked with Whoopi Goldberg, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Kelly Ripa, Adam Sandler, Ron Howard, and Vanessa Williams, just to name a few. So stick around, we will be right back. If you have questions about love, life, relationships, happiness, health, and well-being, please email them to me at nancy@nancyatnoon.com, and maybe yours will be the ones chosen to be answered on air. If you need answers now, I provide a personal and private email consultation service. For details, please visit the Ask Nancy page on my website, nancyatnoon.com. And now it's time for another Daily Ditty.
Hey, it's Haley. I thought right now we would do some random facts of the day. Number one, the longest time between two twins being born is 87 days. That is long labor. My goodness. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee, but it didn't work. Three, the oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s. They were found in Dudley Castle and were made from animal and fish intestines. That's gross, but at least they are being safe. In 1923, jockey Frank Hayes won a race at Belmont Park in New York despite being dead. He suffered a heart attack mid-race, but his body stayed in the saddle until his horse crossed the line for a 20-1 outsider victory. Everyone has a unique tongue print, just like fingerprints. It cost the U.S. Mint almost twice as much to mint each penny and nickel as the coins are actually worth. So taxpayers lost over $100 million in 2013 just through the coins being made. A lot. And your last one of the day. Kasu Marzu, I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, is a Sardinian cheese that contains live maggots. Ugh, gross. The maggots can jump up to 5 inches out of the cheese while you're eating it. So it's a good idea to shield it with your hand to stop them from jumping into your eyes. Oh my god, that's so gross. Well, those have been your fun facts of the day.
Want more interesting stuff like blog posts, recipes, self-help books, weight loss CDs, and more? Visit us online, nancyatnoon.com. Go ahead.
And we are back with my special guest, Sean Bennett. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thanks for having me, Nancy.
I've been very eager to catch up with you. You are into so many cool things. What have you been doing recently?
Well, I had a scene that unfortunately was largely edited out, but I was on The Good Wife last night with Vanessa Williams, who is awesome. She did 4 episodes of The Good Wife, and she shared her experience. She's thinking about coming back to Broadway, and so it was just great to work with her and to talk with her. And I had a small role in a Woody Allen movie this summer with Steve Carell and Kristen Stewart, and so it was interesting. Kristen was very friendly and talking to all the producers and the people on set. So those were two of my more glamorous, you know, projects. And then for having written the book Luxury Steals and Deals, I was invited to join the Beaux-Arts Society, which is a society that started in Europe moved to America, essentially promoting the arts. So they crowned me a prince. So I guess it's never too late to become royalty. Is
Well, that's cool. You know, I love The Good Wife. That's one of the shows I watch, and I don't watch very much TV at all. So you said most of it was edited out, but that means something was left in.
Yeah, you basically see me and Vanessa, and she had 8 lines, I had 1 line. She was down to 1 line, I was down to a nod. But, you know, I have a cool photo out of it and the experience of, you know, being with her for, I guess, about an hour on a couch. So it was kind of fun.
Well, you are the first guest on my new show, on my new season of shows.
Oh, thank you.
And the very first to share your favorite life skill with our audience. So let's get down to it. How to live the life of the rich and famous on any budget. How has this skill served you, and how can people like me and my listeners get the deals you're getting?
Well, you know, it's stuff I stumbled upon that I didn't even realize was a skill set until I was sharing with coworkers. One of the jobs I do is PR for the automotive industry, and, you know, they have a budget. They pay us very well at like a day rate, more or less, to go to different parts of the country in the U.S., however, you know, they fly us coach and they put us at, you know, hotels in normal rooms, just like a normal person. But along the way, I learned tips that like, oh, we could actually get status and get upgraded to free, to first class. So why fly in coach and get free baggage and cut through the security line? So all the things that make, you know, traveling a little bit more annoying, you can bypass, essentially. It's not even about, you know, how luxurious it is, but making life more convenient if you have to work on the road. Same thing with getting, you know, upgrades at a hotel to a nicer room and then free food and Wi-Fi and gym, because each of those items can alone cost, you know, $10 each. And then essentially, I live in New York City. But, you know, Manhattan, the rents are outrageous. I mean, if you're, no matter how wealthy you are, you could be a billionaire, $30 million will get you a floor in a building. So that still means you're sharing your elevator, your kids have no backyard, and you have $30 million. So it's just ridiculous. Like, your value for your money in this city, above all, you know, to me, is really nil, no matter how much you have. So my whole objective when I moved to New York was to do things like, you know, The Good Wife and to be an actor and to use my voice and my talents as a host and as an actor. But in the meantime, you know, when you tell somebody you're a performer, they ask, where do you wait tables? Or and then you're like, no, I don't want to wait tables. Or it's that whole starving artist that in order to do what you love, you need to sacrifice. And I just didn't like that idea. I grew up poor. I'm like, I'm done with the sacrifice. So, you know, one of the main things, why don't we go with my big ticket item? It's the end of my first chapter because it was life-changing to me. So I'll just give a little bit brief synopsis of it. Affordable housing. I mean, believe it or not, you know, of course, most people know about government housing and most people don't have a very good view of that. And I'm not saying that's the way to go. But there are programs in New York and throughout the U.S. and I'm sure in other countries, such as Mitchell Llama, 80-20 housing. So Mitchell Llama was one of the first when rent started going up in New York to basically block out a certain amount of apartments for an affordable rate. So whoever had them can then stay in them as long as they need to. They can also then will those apartments to other people, and the rate is more or less rent controlled, so or stabilized, so it won't really become fair market value. And if you missed out on that, well, then there's usually programs for artists in different places all throughout the country and throughout the world. There's different housing programs. Sometimes, you know, they're nicer than others, but there was Manhattan Plaza, which is still in existence in Midtown Manhattan, and Alicia Keys lived there, you know, with her family. Yeah. Because it was these big buildings, and they needed to fill it, and at the time, the area wasn't nice. And they wanted to change the neighborhood, and now Midtown is like Disney World. I mean, it's where everybody comes to see the ball drop. For a while, it was a little scary, like Taxi Driver. And you can see the Lion King in Midtown. And then my program that I got for my own housing is what's under 80-20 housing. The management company of my building is called Related, and I know they also exist in L.A. and other major cities in the U.S. They own Equinox, SoulCycle, you know, they're a big corporation, almost like a Trump organization. And what they allocate is 20% of their apartments in their new, beautiful, luxury buildings with furnished roof decks, washer dryers in your bathroom, you know, full amenities. 20% are paying very much below market value. And for doing that, they get tax breaks by the state. So if they let me in, and my rent when I first moved into this apartment, the retail rent was $3,800 a month for one bedroom in New York. And I got it for $540 a month by myself from the 80-20 housing. And so that was through Related. And so for them, basically discounting, what is that, like $3,300 a month, they don't pay taxes then on my neighbors who are paying the full price. But I live just as good as my neighbors who are paying the full price. So there you have it.
Wow. Do you think that there are any programs like this in Canada?
I bet there are. I mean, I would look under how it works here, and it's probably similar there. I would look under, you know, your province or like, because here, say, it would be, you know, newyorkcity.gov housing. And then under that, you then have to just do your own research and see kind of what works for you, because there's also programs for everybody all throughout the U.S. Yeah, I didn't even cover this. To purchase. You know, so you have Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they had the bad reputation and the housing crisis and all that, but they're still around. So there's a lot of like home, first home buyer incentives. There's a lot of incentives usually for any type of government employee. So I'm sure the same goes in other countries as well. So teachers, firefighters, police officers, they'll get discounts on their loans. They'll get certain incentives, certain buys. And then artist housing, and then senior housing. And I'm sure that pretty much exists in most countries. And so, you know, in Las Vegas, like I think it's like nevada.org, they have nice housing complexes for seniors. So essentially, you know, it's a nice condominium complex, but if the seniors don't have money, instead of having to buy it for $200,000-$300,000, they can rent it for $300 a month.
Wow, that is excellent information to know. What about the artist housing? What is that all about?
I was kind of blessed in one way. I'll do my little segue. When I first moved to New York, I lived with these elderly Jamaican ladies who owned a four-story brownstone on 84th and West End, which is a very nice residential neighborhood in Manhattan. And they rented the top floor to me for only $500 a month. And it seemed like my grandparents would be like, "Hey, Grandma," and she'd be like, "I'm making some Johnny cakes and ackee." I'm like, "I'm coming down, Grandma." And so I was adopted by this Jamaican family, more or less. It was great. But then they were going to sell the home to their family. So they told me to quickly look for something. And, you know, I'm the deal expert. So I'm like, well, what can I find in a hurry? And one of those programs was the criteria. It was in Midtown, not Manhattan Plaza where Alicia Keys was, another called the Times Square Building. And the criteria stated either you're formerly homeless, you're an artist in New York, or you're mentally ill. Because clearly, if you're an artist in New York, you're mentally ill. The way to being homeless. So the neighbors would be interesting. You had your own private apartment, but, you know, I'd be in the elevator, and somebody would be like, "Oh, I'm off to do Lion King." And then somebody else would be like, "Murr," because, you know, they had some issues. So wasn't my favorite, but in a pinch, there are all types of deals, you know, all around us. So, you know, that housing to me is just like such a big one from living in New York that, you know, for me, that was really life-changing. But what's awesome is, you know, there's deals on everything from, you know, travel to healthcare to gym memberships to anything. I know you mentioned a young lady who was just getting started in life. And so what better way to get started than getting a great deal on your rent? You know, really.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
We stop ourselves. We poo-poo it because we somehow feel like, oh, well, I'm not wealthy, so I won't be able to wear, you know, this designer outfit, or I don't really have the resources, so I won't be able to do this. I mean, and I think the main difference in obtaining some of these deals is just having the mindset of why not, you know, why can't you, you know, live well, and why can't you dress well? I think it's just a lot of our mindsets and how we view money and how we view material things is a little bit askew. And I think if we really picture just getting a deal, people wanting to help us, it's more inclined to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I think attitude is very important. You know, you have to stay positive and believe that you're worthy of all this. And I love that about you, Sean. Your attitude is always so positive, and it's like, I can do this. You know, why not? Why not me?
Exactly. Well, you too, Nancy. I mean, everything's about putting out, you know, good things into the universe. And we're not always going to get our way. And things like, you know, for instance, like the scene on The Good Wife didn't edit exactly like I wanted, but I had a great conversation with Vanessa. I got a cute photo out of it. So there's always tomorrow. Nothing's, you know, the end-all, be-all.
Right.
You know,
that's
we
right.
create our own happiness and we create our own unhappiness as well. So I'd rather shoot for the happiness.
That's right. Why not?
Well, a lot of it, you know, I say take advantage of the system. You don't even need to, you know, we're just bringing it up off the cuff, I'll just give you some very easy tips. Macy's, I know in the United States, I don't know about Canada, but if you're from a different state, automatically gives you a 10 to 20% discount. You know, so you don't need to sign up for their credit card. So basically the same incentive they offer on their credit card, you can have for just showing your passport or your license for not being a resident of wherever you're purchasing from Macy's. So that'll give you a little bit. Then often you can get another 10 or 20% off of that price by applying for their credit card, and then you just pay it off. So now even without a sale, you got 40% off. Bed Bath Beyond, they usually always print 20% expire. And for clothing, I mean, I think a great option is definitely consignment stores and Rent the Runway. So if you want a beautiful ball gown that Charlize Theron did or Bag, Borrow, and Steal, you can sign up for a membership and rent these $10,000 gowns. And, you know, you certainly will rock the heck out of your Christmas party. If you're the secretary, they might wonder how you can afford it, but why not? There's always options, you know, and consignment stores, basically, you know, people who have money just wear things once or twice. So if you don't mind wearing a little bit of a hand-me-down, you'll have, you know, a $3,000 item for $200-$300. So it's now affordable if you want the top designer, you know, clothing and things of, you know, that nature. And online, there's always, you know, deals. It's just, you know, sometimes it may not be the exact size, color, item you sought unless you do extended research on it.
Is all this in your book, Sean?
It is.
Okay, tell me just a little bit about the book, Luxury Steals and Deals.
Exactly. So, yeah, so, you know, there's a couple options. You could go to luxurysteelsdeals.com, and you'll see a little synopsis. You can download a free chapter to check it out as well with some more little hints. You could sign up for my mailing list. But what's great about the book, it's 9 different chapters, and each one has, you know, I say life-changing because, honestly, the housing was for me. It's, you know, I guess everything's relative, but, I mean, living in a $4,000 a month apartment isn't so bad.
No.
Especially when you're not paying it, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the end of chapter 1. The end of chapter 2 is mentioning how you can fly first class, and then on health and well-being discounts, shopping discounts, just kind of how you present yourself, you know, how to get like deals on different, you know, spiritual things such as like, you know, Reiki or different places that offer, you know, massages for a discount, and just kind of really narrowing down your goals. It's 9 different chapters with a lot of inspiration from other people I've met, read, encountered, and then with tips at the end of each chapter to just help you live the easiest, best life and to make life easy so you can make all your dreams come true, whatever they may be.
That sounds great. I am so glad that you took the time to be with us on the show, and I really would like to have you back again.
I would love to be back. Thank you for making me your first guest, and I feel very blessed to know you, and I'd like to wish everybody a wonderful and prosperous 2016, and may we all get steals and deals wherever we go, live in the lap of luxury, and just have the lives we desire and deserve.
I agree. So there you have it, folks. If you want to buy a copy of Sean's new book for yourself or give it as a gift to someone you know, go check out his website at luxurysteelsanddeals.com. And this is the ultimate handbook that can help anyone have it all without sacrifice. Until next time, may all your journeys be joyful.
Thanks for joining us again on Slightly Askew with Nancy at Noon. We've enjoyed your company and hope it's been fun for you too. If you like what you're hearing, please share us with your friends and family because, well, they might like us too. You can find us online at nancyatnoon.com. We've got fascinating blog posts, recipes, self-help books, weight loss CDs, coaching programs, art, jewelry, and all kinds of other cool stuff. Go ahead and check us out. NancyAtNoon.com. You'll be glad you did.